G'day, awesome people. Welcome to episode 45 of the Cycle Smooth podcast. My name is Tim Egg. If you have any questions you'd love to submit through to the show, jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com. Up on the homepage there, it says submit your questions. Click on that. Submit it. I get it. I'm excited. Just like Teresa did, who wrote, "My bike keeps skipping gears, and before I take it into my local bike shop, I thought I would check with you. My bike never goes outside, as it is always connected to the turbo trainer. What would you recommend?" So the first thing I would probably do is give it a wash. So make sure you give the chain and all out a good scrubbing. So get some kerosene or some degreaser or something friendly for the chain and all that. Just give it a good scrub until you can see your face on the chain and on the sprockets, and make it nice and clean, because that alone can make your gear skip. From there, if it's still doing it, you may need a new chain. So my next question would be, when was the last time you replaced your chain? So depending on the circumstances and how dirty it gets, and you know, it depends how often you replace it. Remember listening to an interview once with Chris McCormack, who says, "Oh, you've got to replace your chain every 1,000 kilometers. Replace your chain." Well, it was always nice for him, who, you know, his bike sponsor probably gave him 3,000 bike chains a week. You know, doing 1,000 k's is, I think it's a bit of an overkill, but you do need to replace them regularly. And if it's indoors, you don't need to replace them anywhere near as much, because it's not getting the grit and the dirt coming up from the road. If you're riding in the rain and stuff like that, you're probably going to need them, either, you know, make sure you clean it regularly, but also replace them a little bit more regularly. And then from there, it's just a good old-fashioned bike service from there. So start off with a wash. From there, take it into or you can either take it into your local bike shop, or just, you know, replacing a chain isn't that hard. It's relatively easy, and it's relatively cheap if you want to do it all yourself. You can jump online, have a new chain delivered to your door relatively cheap, like pretty cheap. And you just get one of those little chain cutting tools, YouTube how to do it, you know, wind it in, put it in, connect it up, and Bob's your uncle, finish your run. You've got a new chain already connected, you've done it yourself in under 5 minutes, and that's probably your first time doing it. So there's plenty of really good YouTube videos on how to do that. If not, just take it into your local bike shop, and they'll be able to do it, you know, and it'll be a good investment too, especially if it hasn't been done in a while. And you chuck that bad boy back onto the turbo trainer, you enjoy riding indoors. So, nice quick episode. If you guys have any other questions, jump on through to the website, trainsmooth.com. No, not trainsmooth.com, that's the other one, cyclesmooth.com. Until next episode, hooroo.